We bring in John Clayton, senior Bronco writer at DenverFan.com. And John is presented by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. John, the Chiefs are riding a 11-game winning streak versus the Broncos, a 4-game winning streak in this season. They did stumble out of the gate. A couple of different possibilities on the cause of that. Is that because they had the Super Bowl loser hangover? Is it because the rest of the league caught up with them? Or were they just trying to fast forward and get to the playoffs and not give the regular season its focus and importance?
Yeah, I think it was a combination of the first two things that you said. I think that they got a little overconfident. The focus wasn't there by several of the players, particularly some of them on defense. And then, of course, you can see that Patrick Mahomes was struggling. I mean, he was throwing interceptions that he normally doesn't throw. And so that went against them. And now they've fixed it all up, and you kind of figure out they would fix it up because Mahomes is still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Andy Reid's one of the best coaches in the league. And then their defense is now playing quite well. You know, they made probably a mistake in taking Chris Jones, the defensive tackle, and you know, putting him out at defensive end because he's so dominant in the middle of the field. And so I think that hurt more than helped. But in the end, I mean, you can see with their defense playing better, their offense now making less mistakes, they're a dangerous team.
So considering that defense is improved and playing well, how do you see the Broncos attacking this Chiefs defense? Because they're going to have to put up some points to win. Obviously, yeah. You know, they would love for their defense to shut down Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, but that isn't likely. So how is this Broncos offense going to score?
It's got to be a little bit of a shootout, so they've got to go with the passing game. And so Teddy Bridgewater has to fight through, if it's the shin's still sore or whatever, and get the ball to the receivers. Because, I don't think you can just sit there and run the football and think you're going to be able to beat a team that has like a track meet type mentality with the receivers that they have, along with Travis Kelce. So it's like, they've got, three great receivers. I mean, Jerry Jeudy is one of the best young receivers in the league. Cortland Sutton's making over $15 million a year, and now you got the $10 million contract that's there for Tim Patrick. You know, I think that it's really going to be a showdown going with Bridgewater up against Patrick Mahomes.
This Broncos defense, now with no longer Von Miller, but Bradley Chubb has returned. And the formula for, dealing with the Chiefs offense, I think was established by Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl. You get after Patrick Mahomes, you hurry him up. His completion percentage has been pretty much the same almost his entire career, about 65%. But the effectiveness of this offense goes down tremendously when there is pressure. So for Bradley Chubb and Malik Reed and Jonathan Cooper and Stephen Weatherly, they're going to be key components to putting that pressure on Mahomes. Is there anything else that Vic Fangio can do to make life difficult for Patrick Mahomes?
Go cover two, because that's certainly what the happened in the Super Bowl. When Tampa Bay went cover two, which they normally don't because they're a man-to-man team, that limited some of the success that Patrick could have in getting the ball downfield to Tariq Hill and Hardman and all those other guys. So the question is, does Vic go more cover two and then hope the pressure comes with the linebackers and the defensive line? That, I think, is going to be a big question.
So thus far, the Broncos are 6-5. They started off 3-0, John. Then they went on a 4-game losing streak. They've won 3 out of their last 4. What kind of grade would you give Vic Fangio thus far in this season?
I'd say a B minus, something like that. Because that 4-game losing streak was really tough. Obviously, a lot of it had to do when you're losing your entire linebacking core. How are you going to be able to fix that up? Because they lost everything. And, Chubb was out. They ended up trading away Von Miller. Injuries at the inside linebacker position. And then injuries on the defensive line. But you can see that, they're back to strength in the secondary with Patrick Surtain being the defensive player of the week in the AFC. And now is, a little bit on a Pro Bowl type of level. So that's going to help. And then, of course, Ronald Darby's played well. Kareem Jackson is back in the lineup, so that'll help. So it comes down to, I'd say, a B minus.
Good stuff, John. Always appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, John.
That was John Clayton, the senior Broncos writer at DenverFan.com. John is presented by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views.
Hey, Mom, I'm done with my sight.